If you're about to spank a child and he's all, you know, he's so upset, he said, oh, Mama, give me another
chance.
And if someone's always in a good mood, you can say, gee, you're in a good
mood today.
Or
good humor.
All right. If you have a salesman that comes to the door that's just been hounding you to buy something, you might say, say to a friend, okay, I got to go do what to him? I've got to go
get my money.
Get rid of him, shut out of him.
Yeah, get rid of him.
If you're in school and someone stole your pencil, what's a slang word that kids might use? Who? My pencil. Who?
Who got my pencil?
Who swiped?
Who stole my pencil? Stole it.
Who stole my pencil? Would you ever say swiped?
Yeah.
All right. I have just him a letter. You might say, I have just done what to him a letter? I have
wrote him a letter.
All right. And yesterday, he me a letter.
He mailed me a letter?
Or wrote.
Wrote to me.
And tomorrow, I'll
write to him.
And now that I have written him, I expect then
letter back.
Or an answer.
And the answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and
address it.
All right. Anything older people used to say they were doing to the letter? Back.
Oh, back in it.
Back in the letter?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and if the thing that you write on the front of the letter is the man's what?
Address.
If a little boy has learned to whistle, and you don't know where he learned that, you might say to him, who knew that? Who
taught you that?
All right. Someone says to you, when are you going up to Jackson? And you might say, well, we're next Wednesday, let's ask that another way. That's not a very good way I decided. Somebody asks you if, I just ask you, did you have your ribbons in a scrapbook? And you say, no, but
no,
I've been
going planning on doing it.
A child's nickname for someone who tattles.
Tattletale.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and you pick some
flowers.
Or would you go out and say you pick some flowers, you go out and pull some flowers?
Well, I went out and cut some flowers.
And cut some flowers?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something a child might play with, just a general name. A child has a lot of?
Oh, toys.
All right. Is there something that you might give to a baby, you might say?
A rattler.
Would you ever use the term play pretty?
Yeah.
All right, now, would a toy gun be a play pretty?
Well, it wouldn't be for a baby.
Right, I'm trying to find out if a play pretty is something small, or if it's something for a baby, or what it would be.
I don't know, but people has always said, oh, I'll give you a play pretty. I imagine it applies to any kind of a thing for a child to play with.
All right, if a child came in here and you say you got him, you know, just one of your belongings, uh-huh, would you say, here, I'll give you a play pretty, and it could be maybe something of yours?
Yeah, I guess it could.
Okay, it could be just anything, uh-huh, for a child to play with. All right. Thinking of the word give, that's the book you
gave me.
And I'll get back when I finish.
I'll give it back to you.
All right, because you have me so many books.
You have given me so many.
I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
All right. Do you ever hear anybody use commenced to rain?
Yeah. Oh, it commenced raining.
I know.